I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. With government and rebel leaders signing a peace deal in Darfur, Sudan, the World Evangelical Alliance is asking Christians to unite behind the millions who are still suffering in the region. WEA's International Director Jeff Tunnicliffe says while uniting behind this may sound political, sharing the gospel is paramount, but there are challenges.
The challenge is when we're working with vulnerable people, how do you share the good news? First of all, we live it out. And then as people see us living it out, we get the opportunity to share the transforming message of the gospel with people.
Pray that Christians get in and help physically and spiritually. Next, smuggled medicine is causing quite a stir in Yemen. Poverty is one reason why the black market on medicine thrives. InterServe's John Kennedy says it's also due in part because Yemen is one of the most corrupt countries in the world. It's a challenge for a medical ministry working in the area.
It can become very difficult sometimes to practice medicine and serve Christ, share your faith in an ethical way. Our people continue to do that, but it sometimes means that they're not able to take all the opportunities they could take because they're not willing to pay bribes.
And Back to the Bible has good news from its Australian branch known as Christianity Works. They've recently started broadcasting on Radio Rwanda. A listener from Kigali wrote to say that she'd been following their programs and appreciated their help in faith building. Her words are encouraging to the team. They strive to communicate the gospel message in a fresh way to a thoroughly postmodern society. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University City of Grand Rapids, Michigan. M&N is making available two resources this month, Book of Hope's Three Stories DVD and Rob Hoskins' book, Seeds of Spiritual Lineage. You can request them at our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.